This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Chapter 12, verse 2, it says this, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Wow. There you have it. Your mind must be renewed. And he tells us, don't conform to this world. In other words, we can't go with the flow. He has chosen you out. You are a peculiar people. That means you're special to him. And I tell you, I meet many of good Christians, and I'm telling you, I know the ones, I'm telling you that the Spirit bears witness, these are the ones that are going against the grain, going against the flow. They're not following this church religion. They are following the Word of God. And many a time when these houses of worship are doing things wrong, few will stand up and say, hey, that's not what God says, and we will not participate in it. Are you that person that won't go with the flow? I'm telling you, I'm your best friend while you're following Christ, but I'm going to be your worst enemy when you're not. Because I am going to follow Christ. I am not going the broad way. We must not conform to this world. Why does he tell us that? Because the world wants you to be compliant to them. They want you to follow their ways. And then they're going to mold you and make you. And then I'm telling you, they will break you. But God tells us to be transformed. Why? Because he says, then we can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Is your mind transformed? Or are you still on the Broadway? Are you still following the flow? Or are you still following the crowd? And then he tells us it leadeth to destruction. Proverbs 13:20. I want you to hear this well. Proverbs 13:20. It says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." I'm telling you. Walk with those that are wise, and then you will be wise. But if you're with a companion of fools, you're going to be destroyed. This is what God is telling us. So many of times people are just following the crowd, not thinking for themselves, knowing that God has put in you to serve him and to come to him. But yet you deny all of that and you follow the crowd. He says it lead to destruction. And in the third part there, he says, "And many there be which go in thereat." They are following the broad way. God is pleading with you today. If you are following the broad way, he's asking you to get on the straight and narrow. He wants you to follow him. Now, verse 14 says, "Because straight is the gate." Now, here's three things here again. Straight is the gate. "And narrow is the way which leadeth," look where it leads, "to life, and few there be that find it." God, you know, the army or somebody says they're looking for a few good men. God is looking for a few good people to follow him. He wants you to enter in at that straight gate. That gate is open for you. He is standing at the door of your heart and he's knocking. We talked about that last week. But many a times people say, "Hey, I can hang around the crowd and it doesn't bother me." Well, here's a scripture for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 33. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 33.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.